you kind of see it going?
Yeah, I mean, well, me personally, I very much enjoy the so-called non-dual traditions. Now, this might be getting far out, but basically, there's a subset of traditions within Buddhism and also within kind of yoga and Vedanta that emphasize something called non-duality. And what that means, essentially, is coming to the experiential realization that there's no, at the most fundamental level, if you probe deep enough with your concentration and awareness, there's no fundamental distinction between yourself and your core identity and also all of experience. So it's basically set of techniques aimed at becoming aware of your sense of awareness itself, and then ultimately leading to the realization that, you know, any distinctions between that awareness or kind of substrate of experience and experience are artificial. And there's huge metaphysical systems composed around this in diverse traditions. And I just feel like there's a particular meditation technique called non-dual awareness, which is essentially geared directly towards this. And often mindfulness practice is seen as a platform to go to that, which is a more kind of advanced form of meditation, you could say. So I'm very inclined to that. Yeah, if people who are interested, I would search up Advaita Vedanta on Google, and there's a lot of cool stuff.
And is that something that you'd be able to teach yourself?
Yeah, I mean, well, I did. And there's a lot of great teachers on YouTube, and there's tons of amazing books out there, and that appeal to all crowds. Like, very, even it's interesting, Sam Harris, who a lot of people might know, I guess he's a neuroscientist and author, he talks about this extensively in his book called Waking Up, which I'd highly recommend, and greatly, it definitely gets into a lot of the ideas I'm talking about and kind of what meditation represents.
So the mindfulness stuff that you're doing now, this has a lot to do with real kind of getting in tune with everything that's happening at once, and that kind of concentrating on everything. What is, am I getting that right, first off?
I think it's more so, yeah, it was not necessarily concentrating on everything. It's allowing all of things, all of aspects of experience to come and go without you latching onto anything.
And this non-duality is kind of moving from there, and how is it moving onward from there? Is it in degrees of intensity, or?
Yeah, it's more so, okay, so in mindfulness, you're trying to be aware of all the coming going of thoughts, feelings, emotions, perceptions, and so on. Whereas in non-duality, you're fundamentally asking the question, who is it that's experiencing all these things? If, you know, thoughts and feelings, emotions are coming and going, where do I stand? Like, who am I if I'm not my thoughts?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Discorder.
1, 2, 3, Android, are you ready? Come on, are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR.
CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. February 28th, 2017. Yes, the 28th. One quarter of 28 is 7. And it was 7 years ago today. Sidney Crosby scored the golden goal in overtime on the last day of the 2010 Olympics, causing a nationwide celebration and huge crowds on the streets of Vancouver. 7 years later, there are more crowds in the streets of Vancouver today protesting the grand opening of the Trump Tower. Lots of heart, lots of soul on the streets of Vancouver on February 28th. And kick it off today. Red Heart. Hey, Rosetta. Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
Oh,
show. Honey, you look so good when you're
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Red Heart from Hey Rosetta. That song was played quite a bit about 7 years ago as one of the pump you up Canadian team spirit, hearts glowing anthems during the 2010 Olympics. As mentioned off the top, 7 years ago, right now, the streets of Vancouver were filled with thousands and thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people that had come into downtown Vancouver to celebrate Sidney Crosby's overtime goal, giving Canada the Olympic gold medal in hockey, and also giving Canada 14 gold medals, which set a record for the most gold medals ever by the host country in a Winter Olympics. It was mayhem. It was madness. It all happened 7 years ago, right about now, February 28th, 2010. 7 years later, more streets in more people in the streets of Vancouver protesting Trump Tower as we speak. Not quite as celebratory a tone as it was 7 years ago today. Another interesting fact about today, and this is kind of on a bit of a personal note for us here at Discord Radio, is that today is our 250th podcast. Yes, we've hit the quarter millennium mark. Very proud. Dora Duber, Catcott is here. Ladies, how are you doing today?
Pretty great, pretty great.
I guess proud of being part of our quarter millennial podcast.
Oh, I'm honored.
Nice.
I don't even know what to say besides thank you, Discord Radio, for existing, letting us on.
Nice. Well, thank you for being with us and sharing your lovely voices on air. Yes, this show started way back in late 2010. It was a bi-monthly show. We had two shows a month. It was on Wednesdays from 6 to 6:30, only a half hour show. But the first podcast was not recorded until January of 2011. So a few months after it started. I believe there's been more than 250 episodes, but we officially have 249 in the books. And after today, we'll be 250. And glad to have you guys with us. And glad to have all of you with us listening out there on CITR 101.9 FM and on CITR.ca all across the interwebs. Okay, so what do we have lined up for today, ladies? We got lots happening on the show. Maybe we give the listeners a bit of a preview what's going on.
This week is crazy. If you just look in the Discorder calendar, you'll see the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday are just the little squares are just full of text. It's insane. So we're gonna try to cover as many of those events as possible. We have some charts coming up, Louise Burns and tennis, really amazing local bands. Some more with the Courtneys, we're going to be talking about them. Britt Bachman's going to be coming on.
A lot of FemCon today.
Oh, yeah, as it should be. International Women's Day is coming up next week. Fun fact for you listeners.
Almost like we planned it that way.
That's going to be a fun day of like all FemCon broadcasting. And then, yeah, it's just going to be it's a jam-packed episode. We're going to try to get through all of it, I think.
Well, let's start with the charts right about now. As you know, we do the top five of the week every week. And Kat, we'll let you start it off with number five.
Yeah, so at number five is the Japandroids, classic Vancouver act. And with their album, Near to the Wild Heart of Life, off their record, Anti.
Yes, and actually Japandroids are coming to the Vogue Theater this weekend. How well. Fitting. Fun fact.
Very fun. At number four, we have Century Palm with their album Meet You off the label Deranged.
Number three this week, Lossal with Monument Builders off the Cranky label.
Number two, we have Austra with her album Future Politics off Pink Fuzz.
And then at number one this week, we had Louise Burns off with her album Young Mopes off of the label Light Organ. And now we're going to be playing Who's the Madman off of that very same album. So enjoy.
Here we go. Number one this week.
Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
SafeAmp is putting on another all-ages show with Nick Fit, The Rambling Derelicts, Mirepoix, and Scumlade. Come to the Russian Hall to see this sweet show and pick up pieces by local visual artists. It's March 4th, starting at 7, and everyone's welcome.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at
Hot Art Wet City, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, East Vanity Parlor, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Dandelion Records and Emporium, The Rag Machine, Neptune Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Book Warehouse, On the French Hair Design, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, True Value Vintage and I Found Gallery, and the Biltmore Cabaret.
What would we do without our friends?
Afraid you'll hate me. I think. closeness you took, I know that's the way you appreciate me. Even though we haven't spoken lately, oh, I think I might have made it real. I think I might have made it so real. I think I might have made it real. I think I might have made it so real. Kate, I know a modern woman, by the look and by the feel, we both cut and figures, getting good at striking right deals. All I want is comfort in a touch or a look. All I want is to forget the way you mistook. No, I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm just getting tired of living with this. Oh,
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Modern Woman from Tennis. That's off the brand new album, Yours Conditionally. Tennis coming back to Vancouver tomorrow night, playing at the Biltmore. Tennis, of course, a husband-wife combo from Denver. And even though their band has nothing to do with the name, they're actually playing with the opening act is called Hoops. So a bit of basketball and tennis, 1-2 shot tomorrow night at the Biltmore. Should be a good show. As mentioned off the top, thousands of people downtown on Georgia Street protesting in front of the Trump Tower as we speak. I was down there earlier. I happened to bump into, believe it or not, Mike Mines. Does that name sound familiar?
No, never heard of him.
Funny that I'm mentioning Mike Mines, as we've got in the studio Matt Muse, Dora Dupe, Dubber, Cat Caught. All the double syllable names seems to be a tradition here with Discord Radio and Discord Magazine. Mike Mines is the original editor, the original co-editor of Discord Magazine.
Oh, wild.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of interviewing him for the 30th anniversary issue back in 2013. I bumped into him randomly today in front of Trump Tower. We had a bit of a chat. He was saying he felt a little defeated to see the big gleaming silver letters on Georgia Street. But it was nice to get Mike's take on it. I thought it was kind of ironic, just as I was leaving to come to Discord Radio, having that Discorder historical connection.
Totally.
He also introduced me to his friend Ethan, who was down there at the same time from the band Muddy Goats. And Ethan also had a lot of impassioned things to say about what was going on in front of the tower. Money Goats, yeah, Vancouver act who doesn't have a lot of stuff recorded, but one of the tracks they do is called Burn It Down. And Ethan thought it might be a fitting song for us to play today, considering the sentiment that a lot of people had in front of Trump Tower as that was going on as we speak. So I'm going to dedicate this one to Mike Mines, the first ever Discorder editor, and his buddy Ethan of Muddy Goats. This is Muddy Goats' Burn It Down right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Rise is rising and falling fast.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That is Mike Groznicki and Dead Quiet with My Finest Hour. You can check out Dead Quiet this Friday at SBC. That's March 3rd. Before Dead Quiet, we heard Muddy Goats with Burn It Down. Muddy Goats featuring Ethan, who I bumped into randomly in front of Trump Tower, along with Mike Mines, the original Discorder editor. And he wanted to dedicate that song, Burn It Down, to his feelings about Trump Tower. Speaking of former Discorder editors, we have the current Discorder editor, Britt Bachman.
Hi.
In-house, Britt Bachman's
here. More alliteration, I want to point out. We were talking about like Catcott and Dora Duber, Matt Muse, Britt Bachman.
Mike Mines. Jordan Wade, I'm totally out of place.
Yeah. What are you doing here? Yeah. That was it. That was all I had to say. Thanks for having me.
Speaking of the double alliteration, Trump Tower.
Boy.
What else can we say? I was down there earlier. It's not all Vancouverites protesting with rainbow flags saying we don't want hate and bigotry in our city. There's actually a small segment of people wearing Make America Great Again hats, believe it or not.
So icky.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm so baffled. I do find it like pretty funny. I think that the tower itself is quite funny. Every time I pass it, I remember that 50 Shades of Grey was filmed there. So I'm just like, you are a joke in my mind. I'm never going to recover. It's gone.
Well, I'm glad you have those memories associated with the tower.
Yeah, no. It's also like, I think the whole idea of like the tower itself is like quite silly. Like, it's like, yes, I'm going to put my name on this like in huge letters. It's like, okay, Donald, like, you do you.
Well, I mean, that's just his brand. It's worth clarifying that the developer, it's like, technically he's not running that. Like,
no, his
like
sons
Donald
are,
Trump
and
is
of course,
not
he's
running.
Not involved at all. There's no conflict of interest whatsoever.
Yeah, it's the name. I mean, obviously, like, I was listening to the CBC this morning, and they were talking about how it is a very powerful landmark. Like, it is more controversial and more poignant for us to protest there as opposed to the Vancouver Art Gallery. But it is also really important for us to remember that there is a detached, like, the U.S. government is not running that tower, is essentially. Though it, like, kind of, it's hard to not feel that way when you pass it by, you know, in a car and want to throw eggs at it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. The letters are so big and silver and gleaming. And it is our second tallest skyscraper in Vancouver. And it's kind of, considering how Vancouver really prides itself on being this, dare I say, beacon of multiculturalism and diversity and inclusivity and pro-environment. I mean, our mayor, Gregor Robertson, spoke out against it, having the name on the tower. The city council spoke out against it. Yet still, this name remains and is now going to be on the second tallest skyscraper in Vancouver.
I mean, it remains for now.
How, like, foreboding?
Do
you have plans, Britt?
I don't have plans, but I mean, like, there's got to be people with plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the Occupy crew, I recognize a lot of faces from the Occupy protests that were down there today. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've not heard the last of this story.
No.
But I definitely wanted to get your take on it, Britt, especially, you know, with the article you wrote for the beginning of this issue, the February issue. Your editor's note.
Oh, yeah, right.
way back, 28 days ago.
So much has happened since then. Yeah, it's hard to keep, grounded in Canada when U.S. politics is so overshadowing of everything right now, because it is so symbolic of just, like, brokenness and fractured societies, I suppose. I mean, I don't think it's caused by Trump or the Trump administration, but I think there is a symptom of hate is Trump being in office. And I think, but it's really important from a Discorder perspective to be like, okay, that's happening. How does that spill over into Canada? Or as Canadians, what is our responsibility to kind of keep the standards of our media too, you know? So like, I'm really worried for just everyone, myself included, getting wrapped up in U.S. politics, and that serving as a distraction from issues that still are really relevant to us, mm-hmm. and the way that that may affect kind of the way that we perceive issues that are relevant. So, I mean, not to give away too much of the upcoming issue, but the March issue is a lot about media, independent media. We talk about fake news, this idea of, you know, like, trying to refocus the lens and being like, yeah, and now what? Essentially, you know, like, there's a Trump president in the U.S., and now what for Canada?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. It's good that we remind ourselves of that when we get really caught up in the emotion, especially being there today and seeing these heated arguments. That, you know what, he's not our president, and we are afforded that separation.
A small separation, because it'll spill.
It's a small consolation prize.
It's a very small one. Yeah.
Speaking of Discorder magazine mm-hmm. and the February issue, today is the last mm-hmm. day of February. We're going to talk more about the March issue. We actually have a copy mm-hmm. here with us, but you know, it's not quite March just yet. So before we march into the next month, let's stay with our final few hours of February and let's take a look at something we haven't actually it's funny because we're talking about the future, marching into the next month, but we actually want to talk about what's happening in this issue that also reflects the future.
The future of Granville Island.
Yes.
Yeah, this is an article that's been a long time coming. It was written by Sophie Gray with these awesome photos of pigeons and such by Philip Massivy. So essentially, people are quite confused about what Granville Island will look like after Emily Carr leaves. Obviously, Emily Carr University of Art and Design occupies a lot of buildings on Granville Island, and their presence is really defining of the island, I think, or at least defining in the minds of people. And so the CMHC, who manages Granville Island, has put together Granville Island 2040, which has been more of like a open panel discussions, feedback sort of planning committee to figure out what people want, what Vancouverites want from Granville Island moving forward, and like a vision committee, I suppose. And so in this issue, or in this article, Sophie Gray interviews Sebastian Lipa, who is one of the coordinators, and discusses that. And then the Red Gate has, of course, like taken over the review stage down there. So Red Gate review stage does have a brief mention as well. And we'll be having a bigger mention in Discorder in the near future.
All right. And we will, I'm sure, talk about this more in that near future. In the meantime, if you're near a Discorder magazine today, go turn to page 7 and read Sophie's article on Granville 2040, Granville mm-hmm. Island 2040. Yeah. Britt, thanks so much for joining us. Let's play a bit of Bored Decor right now. They were featured as one of the first web exclusives mm-hmm. in the month of February. Mm-hmm. So let's play a bit of them right now. This is the track No Love in Romance, Bored Decor, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, No Love and Romance from Board to Core, a web exclusive that went up last at the beginning of this month, and that was written by our own Claire Bailey, former Discorder liaison, Discorder collective pioneer, and guess what? Claire Bailey is back in studio with us for our very special 250th podcast. Hello, Claire. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this has been a bit of a reunion day today. We've got lots of, it's good to see all the collective pretty well here. Britt was making an appearance, and now you're back as well.
Yeah. Everyone's here.
Yeah. Yay. Exciting times. Glad we could turn over positively for that and for the second half of the show. What's happening this weekend that you are intimately involved with?
Oh, I am not intimately involved, but Ian William Craig is playing a show this weekend.
Did I just start a rumor?
A little bit.
Okay.
Scandal?
Yeah.
are you blushing?
No. Okay. He's playing a show this weekend at the Red Gate Review Stage with C. Diab. He is a tape musician, so he creates songs by manipulating tape loops through two or three decks at once to create strange deteriorating delays. He calls them sublime cascades, delay, and beauty. He's also a visual artist. This is how I'm connected to him. He's the print technician at UBC. It was pretty cool to find out he's also like a pretty successful musician. He's been reviewed on Pitchfork and Rolling Stone. He's also a fellow Edmontonian. When I first met him at the print lab, he said, "Are you from Edmonton?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I worked at the restaurant next to your cafe this summer." And he recognized me from that, so that was pretty cool. And he has great music. He just released remixes with Olivier Aleri. And he has a new EP called Slow Vessels, set to release on May 9th on Fat Cat's label 130701. And yeah, go see his show on Saturday. We are going to play the song, the remix song by A Single Hope, remixed by Olivier Aleri on CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio FM.
Your smile and
We are back at Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM. A Single Hope from Ian William Craig playing this Friday night. Ian William Craig, who knows Claire Bailey quite well, as the blushing increases here in the studio.
Not that well.
Okay, so we it's the last few hours of February. It's hard to believe it's taken us so long to get to this part of the February issue. But the Courtneys are back with a new album. They were like the CITR band of 2013. We played the track 90210 to death. They're back right now. Now, Dora, we've got there's a fun little thing that they have on their website right now. Yes.
Yeah. So they designed a Play Buzz quiz of like which Courtney are you? There are three Courtneys. Courtney, the lead woman, Courtney, and then Sydney Coke, I have no idea how to say her last name. And then, do you know the third?
Yeah, it's,
It's okay. There's Cute Courtney, Classic Courtney, and I think Sporty Courtney. And there's a quiz and you can figure out which one you are.
I think it's Crazy Courtney.
Oh, Crazy Courtney, my bad. And I got Classic Courtney. I feel like very proud of that. I think I've like made it. Kat and Claire also took the test. Which one did you get?
I got Jen, aka Cute Courtney.
Oh.
Yeah, I got Cute Courtney as well.
Okay, so I think that means that I am the leader of this Courtney band. I've won. I've made it.
How about you, Matt Muse? Which Courtney did you get?
Cute Courtney, for sure. But we have a song of theirs, Virgo. We're going to play that right now on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the Graduate School Fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Eczema by Scum Laude off of their Jenny EP. Scum Laude is part of an event happening this Saturday. Cat Caught, what's going on this Saturday?
Well, SafeAmp, which is an organization that puts on all ages events, we are having another event on March 4th, Saturday. We're having a Scum Laude play with Mirepoix, the Rambling Derelicts, and Nick Fit. And the last one is a band from Abbotsford. It should be pretty fun. We also have a lot of local artists selling some art. So come on down and check it out.
All right, that's happening this Saturday. If after you go to the SafeAmp show, you want something a little more hardcore, you can come check out the Flex Your Head Benefit show for our good friend Mike, who's going to be taking over the mic in about 5 minutes' time when he comes on to do Flex Your Head. It's a two-day event. Day one is at 333 Clark. That is happening on Saturday the 4th. And then day two at the Astoria, and that is on Sunday the 5th. Many bands, including Tempest, Worldview, Open Letters, Shit Boys, Want, Sightlines, Sore Points, Your Problem, and Brutal Poodle. And of course, your good friend Mike, host of Flex Your Head, will be there as well. We're going to close out the show right now in honor of that. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the show today. Claire Bailey, Matt Muse, Dora Duber, Britt Bachman, Kat Cott. I'm Jordan Wade. This is Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Closing it out today, maybe dedicating it to all the protesters down there in front of Trump Tower. This is Authority Abuse from Policy of Truth. You can check them out at this weekend's Flex Your Head fundraiser. And you are listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. See you next Tuesday.